With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. Senate Finance Committee opening hearings today considering the nomination of Robert F. Kennedy Jr. to become the Secretary of Health and Human Services. Committee Chair, Idaho Republican Mike Crapo.
The Department of Health and Human Services oversees our nation's largest health care programs, providing coverage for nearly 2 in every 5 Americans. Improving Medicare, Medicaid, and CHIP, among other initiatives, presents challenges, especially in the face of a rapidly aging population, stubbornly high costs, and persistent barriers to access.
And Kennedy outlining his political pedigree.
Ours has always been a family that has been involved in public service, and I look forward to continuing that tradition.
Also, at SRNNews.com, the White House offering buyouts to all federal employees who leave their jobs by the end of next week.
In his push to cut the size of the federal workforce, President Trump is dangling 7 months of salary and benefits in front of any government worker who resigns by February 6. According to a Trump administration memo, the buyout offer is described as a dignified, fair departure. Anyone who participates in the deferred resignation program will retain all pay and benefits until the end of September.
That is White House correspondent Greg Clugston in Washington. Officials say the Federal Reserve will almost certainly keep its benchmark interest rate unchanged at its 2-day policy meeting that ends later today. It likely to be a quiet start to an eventful year for the central bank. Fed also still facing challenges to achieve its economic objectives. Inflation remains above its 2% target. Its preferred measure is at 2.4%. This is SRN News. No more sex changing on Social Security cards.
President Trump has issued an executive order stating that the federal government only recognizes 2 genders, male and female. That means people can no longer change their sex on official documents, including their Social Security cards. That department has removed a page from its website that showed people who were living as the opposite sex how to make changes on their Social Security cards. Those cards already changed will apparently be honored. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
President Trump signing several executive orders focusing on the United States Armed Forces. One directs Secretary of Defense Pete Hegseth to revise the Pentagon's policy on transgender troops, likely setting in motion a future ban on their service. A transgender ban had been widely expected, and attorneys for service members who are living as the opposite sex say they will end up suing. This is SRN News. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu says President Trump inviting him to the White House next week.
The visit comes as the United States is pressuring Israel and Hamas to continue a ceasefire that has paused the 15-month war in Gaza. The meeting would be a chance for Netanyahu to remind the world of the long support he's received from Trump over the years. Netanyahu likely to encourage Trump not to hold up weapons deliveries the way the Biden administration did.
That is correspondent John Scott reporting. Chinese artificial intelligence firm DeepSeek has rattled markets to claim its latest AI model performs on a par with those of OpenAI. That comes despite using less advanced but more energy efficient computer chips. The emergence has raised concerns, but some experts say China may have overtaken the U.S. in AI. More details, SRNNews.com.